Hello, everybody. It's Angel. I am still sick. I've been fighting this cold for the last couple of days. It's just a head cold. It's just this wicked head cold that will not leave me. So obviously I sound not that great. I don't have the focus right now to do a fantasy with you, for you, or to get off. I don't have it. So I thought I would just talk for a little bit about a couple questions people have asked. And there's something else I really wanted to talk about. I really wanted to talk about rough sex and just my thoughts on it, because I've been getting a lot of people, you guys are all so kind and so sweet, and some people are concerned. They're like, well, I don't understand rough sex or choking or spanking or hair pulling, because it just feels like abusive or violent behavior and sex, and I've really gotten a lot of that lately, and so I just wanted to talk about that. And this is just my personal feelings and my personal views. I like rough sex. I like the feeling of a man's strength, like holding me down or pushing me against a wall or feeling that like possessiveness of their hands, or, you know, around my wrists pinned above my head or around my throat, or it's not to harm me. It's not to make me fearful of them, or it's to show that they're in control, that they're, my attention needs to be fully on them because their attention's going to be fully on me. Anyways, I constantly am saying how I'm very submissive and I want someone, I just want to please people and have them take their pleasure from me. But in a relationship, in a sexual relationship that I want to be in, it's where the person, yes, they're taking what they want from me, but they're also conscious of what do you mean to enjoy myself? What do you mean to get pleasure from it too? I don't know if that makes sense. And then, as for, like, the choking and the slapping and all of that, I'm totally game for that. Like, that totally turns me on. Now, I don't want to turn blue. I don't want to have finger marks on my throat or hickeys or bite marks on my throat. I'm a grown woman. I don't need to go about my life with those things on my neck. But just that possessiveness and to feel so desired and so craved and so needed that another person is going to go about showing it in that way and just physically needing you to be as close as possible to them and to experience those things, that's really awesome to me. So I don't look at it. I mean, it's fun, and all sex I look at as fun. I don't look at it as the serious thing. I mean, seriously, you're standing over, like, we're in bed. Picture this: we're in bed. I'm laying on my back. My hands are tied above my head to the headboard. You pull out a whip, and you're teasing me with it, and then out of nowhere, you just smack my pussy with it. You are going to get the most wicked smile from me ever. I mean, I'll probably have other reactions, too, but it's fun to me. So, and I've had, in relationships, the guys I've been with, they don't want to hurt me. They're very kind, very sweet people, but they just, essentially, that wasn't where they were at. And so that's why I like to think about more dominant, more men that would care about me, but still want to take their pleasure as well. Okay, so moving on from that, I've got some questions here from people. Someone asked about scissoring. They didn't understand where the orgasm was coming from, or does where the pleasure is coming from in it, and is it only for certain women? I don't know if this was a guy or a girl that wrote this. personally, with sex, any kind of position, not just scissoring, any kind of position, for myself, if I'm turned on by the person, I'm going to get off. I also don't always need penetration. I don't always need, like, stimulation in those areas. I've had orgasms with someone just playing with my breasts. Nothing else has happened, kissing and him playing with my breasts, and I've had orgasms. I mean, granted, it was after a little bit of time. It wasn't just, you know, a minute of, oh, my breasts are getting touched, I'm gonna come. I've also had, I love giving blowjobs. Love, love, love it. It's so much fun. And I've had orgasms just from that. Not touching myself at all. Him not touching me at all. But so turned on that I come. So, I think it just depends on how turned on you are. And everybody's different. Like, everybody's anatomy is different, obviously. So different things need different attention. I hope that helped a little. Next question. My giggle. People ask about my giggle all the time. It's really real. I know I've answered this a million times. I really laugh. I really giggle when I come. I always have. It's not an act. I swear, if you ask 20 people to list 10 things that girls do in bed that are so hot, it is not going to be giggling. Like, it's not. I mean, unless they've had sex with me, then maybe. It's just not. And, it's just what I do. I've heard other people that are very nice to tell me they've done it too, or they've been with someone that has laughed or giggled. I think part of it's just the kind of person I am. It's fun. I mean, it feels amazing to have an orgasm. Seriously. You could do it sometime in the near future. It's incredible. So, that's just how I process. I just laugh because I'm happy about it. I don't always. There's rare times where I do, I do not giggle. And that's either because it's just such an intense orgasm that just I get lost in it. And other times, maybe it's not that intense of an orgasm. So, there's those. And then, has anyone ever took it the wrong way? Like, any of my partners? I don't rush into sex with people. So, they've known my personality. So, they're not surprised by it. They're just, you know, it's just a fun time. I think if I was with someone that I thought maybe they would, maybe not handle it too well, I would obviously give them a heads up and be like, hey, I do this thing. Let's see what else. Next question. Have I dated guys who later came out of the closet, since I've said that I'm always the one to initiate sex? To the best of my knowledge, no one that I've dated has, came out of the closet. And, the thing with, me being the one that's typically always initiated sex with a relationship, let's see, where do I want to say? Okay. Men like to tell me very often, oh my god, I would love to just fuck you all night long until you beg for me to stop. That's never going to happen. I will never beg for a man that I am sleeping with to stop fucking me. I promise. I promise. If I'm not into a guy, it's never going to happen. The other thing a lot of guys say to me is, oh my god, it's so hot, you get off that much. You know, you want sex all the time. That would be like a gift from heaven. It's not the case. The men that I've dated have been the same kind of guys. They're like, oh my god, I want a girl that will have sex with me every single day. Well, at the beginning of the relationship, yes. But, you know, once you get comfortable with someone, once you get into a routine and a relationship and are in a committed relationship, that slows down. But it doesn't for me. It doesn't. Yes, I can get off 15, 16 times a day, but having sex with someone is so intense and so intimate and so much more fulfilling that I don't need to get off at all in a day if I've had sex once. I mean, I don't need sex 15 times a day. But the men that say that they would love that, I think once they're faced with the opportunity to have sex that much, it gets, I don't know what it, I've just not had anyone that was up for it, I guess. It starts off good and then tapers, which is relationships, it happens. Anyways, next question. While I'm recording audios, do I get into the same positions I'm describing? No, I do not. I don't move around much during recordings. It's really sensitive. It picks up a lot of noise. I really just like to lay back in bed, propped up in pillows, and talk to you guys and get myself off. That's really what I do. Let's see here. Next one. So it's clear you are not going to post any special pictures for the general public. And then in parentheses it says, and it's your right, which is very nice of them to say that. but would you ever send one to a follower that you trust? I've been getting a lot of questions about pictures lately, and I don't have a good answer for this because it's the internet. I mean, you can't trust anyone 100%, obviously. I will say, I would have to get to know someone very, very well, and be comfortable to tell them things about myself, and maybe eventually. But I would really have to say no, because I don't know, and I hate saying, I'm a never say never kind of girl. I don't like to say that. Okay, let's, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. There have been people that are very, very sweet to me, very kind to me, very friendly, that I've talked to, through email, or they've called my night flirt line, and, wanted to know what I look like. They sent me a picture, and then they're like, well, I feel like I'm at a loss, because I don't know what you look like. I understand that I make all these sexual fantasies out there, and you guys, there are certain people that just, they need that visual in their head to fully enjoy it. And I understand that, but that's where I draw the line. And I don't want to offend anyone, because there have been a lot of people that have asked, that have been very kind to me. It's just, I don't need to explain why I say no. No is no. It's just not something I feel comfortable with. So that's the best answer I can give you. How often does one of your toys wear out on you? Oh Lord. This is embarrassing. I need a hobby once I admit this. Often. Someone was very nice about me, two very high-end wands for Christmas. And, the first one died in January, and the second one's on its way out right now. So pretty quickly. Now, I, get off a lot. I there's times where I'm in bed for like 2 hours with a vibrator, with a toy. That's a lot on a motor. Probably a lot more than most people use their toys on a regular basis. I wear out my toys often. I always get the rechargeable ones. I never get the ones with batteries in them, just because I would feel like a horrible person to the planet. And that would be a lot of money in batteries. But thank goodness for my toys. This next question, it's hilarious to me, and you might think this is really dorky of me to think this is funny. I'm going to read it word for word, and whoever wrote this, if you're listening, don't feel like I'm making fun of you. It's just hilarious how you wrote this, at least to me. Do you like to get a penis hard by using your mouth or hand? Does it transforming into a beast turn you on? Or would you rather see the penis hard and ready to go? just great. Thank you for that. I don't know how to answer that. I am happy to make someone hard however I can, and turn them on however is possible. I will say this, I've been having this fantasy. I may have said this before, I may not have, I may have used this in a fantasy, I don't know. But in recent times, I have been having this fantasy, and it's just about a guy laying on his back, laying like sitting on the couch, to where I can lay my head on his like abs, like on his stomach, and go back and forth between stroking his cock with my hand and sucking his cock. And then while I'm getting him closer and closer to orgasm, to stop with sucking on him and just stroke his cock with my hand and to watch him come. I don't know why. I don't know. It's just hot to me. And then just to be able to like lick him clean, it's really turning me on just thinking about it. There's that. But I have no preference in if I'm getting someone hard in my hand or mouth or anything like that. I'd just be happy with the guy being hard. And we'll go from there. Yes, I think that's good for now. I hope this was mildly entertaining. I know my voice sounds so weird and I'm all stuffy from being sick. Thank you for all your well wishes, and all your awesome comments and writing me emails and everything. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And hopefully I will be better, to actually make you guys some fun audios. I love you very much. Mwah. 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 Bye.